Friends, let us now begin the chapter number 5 of our subject, Materials and Equipment Management in Healthcare Organizations. And the name of the chapter is Hospital Linen Services. Provision of clean linen is a fundamental requirement for patient care. Correct linen management is important to prevent HAI. What is HAI? Hospital acquired infection. And to ensure a better hygienic hospital environment. Who will deny this? Provision of clean linen. Very, very important. As important as a diet, as important as a good medicine, clean linen is equally important. In clinical areas, the management of linen has a dual purpose. First, to keep clean linen clean, and to prevent dirty linen from contaminating patients, contaminating staff, contaminating the environment or other clean linen. There are different types of dirty linen. Now, dirty linen also, so many different types are there. First, used linen. That means the linen which was put on the bed and patient has used it for one day. So, used linen is linen that has been used in the patient care but is not visibly soiled, but it is used. So, at the end of the day, we have to change it. It is not necessarily dirty, but it is used by the patient. Now, the patient is of different kind, serious patients, normal patients, etc. It is used, not yet dirty, but it is used. That is number one. Second, soiled linen is visibly contaminated with blood of patient, body fluids, secretions, excretions with a high biographic load of microorganisms. Soiled linen. Used linen, not yet soiled, simply used. But soiled is really having blood, body fluids, secretions, excretions, etc. Really dirty. Then next is infectious linen. Is linen that was used in the care of patients on transmission-based precautions. That is, patients with communicable disease, colonized or infected with multi-drug resistant microorganisms, contamination may be visible. And that is the third one. Next is infested, infectious, and this word is different. Infested linen is linen used in the care of patients with parasites such as lice, fleas, bed bugs, or scabies. So, four types we have discussed. One was used, another was soiled, third was infectious, and fourth was infested. Different. Now, we know that linen is either used or soiled or infectious or infested. Now we have to look into the laundry, because we can't once use linen, we cannot throw it. We have to launder it. Laundry. We will discuss the laundry process now. This is the flow chart. The first step is use of linen in patient care. Linen means, let us say, bed sheet. We have used it. Then it has become dirty. Either soiled or infectious or infested. It is dirty. Collection. Next is storage. Storage of dirty linen should be done in a cabinet. It should not be kept open. It is kept in cabinet, storage of dirty linen. Then transportation of dirty linen to the laundry. Very obvious, of course. Then washing and disinfection of linen. How to do it? That I will discuss afterwards. But washing and disinfection of linen, that is what we normally call as laundry. Then transportation of clean linen, again in a closed cabinet, not open. Transportation of clean linen, then storage of clean linen, and then use of linen in the patient care. This is the flow chart, which is very obvious for you. Now, clothes and bed linens become soiled when they become in contact with things like urine of the patient, stool, or vomit. They become soiled. Washing soiled clothes and linens right away can help to reduce infection from germs. Bed linens must be changed when they are wet, soiled, or when they are too wrinkled for comfort. Even wrinkled linen also is dangerous. So, as soon as it becomes too wrinkled, as soon as becomes wet, as soon as becomes soiled, you must change it. Residents can develop pressure ulcers when left in wet, wrinkled, or soiled linens. Patients who are there in hospitals, admitted in hospitals, they can develop pressure ulcers if we leave them in wet or wrinkled or soiled linens. Very important. So laundry is a very important process there. Always wear reusable rubber gloves before handling soiled linen. Precaution. Soiled linen, bed sheets, towels, curtains. We should use rubber gloves as personal protective equipment. Never carry soiled linen against the body. Against the body means near to our body. We should not carry soiled linen, otherwise infection. Always place it in the designated container, as I told earlier. Designated container. Carefully roll up soiled linen to prevent contamination of the air surfaces and staff also. In hospitals, bed linens are changed every day. You'll be wondering, every day means how many linens are required? How many bed sheets are required if we have to change every day? That I will tell you now. But whether linens are soiled or not, whether they are infectious or not, whether they are infested or not, bed linens must be changed every day. I'm talking slowly because to impress upon this point that bed linens have to be changed every day. Now, laundering process. A typical laundry cycle consists of a pre-wash. Soiled linen or any other linen, first pre-washing to remove gross soil. Then main wash, then rinse. The settings of the laundry cycle are determined by the quality of the water, how pure the water is, how clean the water is, the size of the load, how many bed sheets, and the laundry chemicals used. Depends on that, laundry cycle is set. If warm water is available, the washing cycle temperature and the duration must be 71 degrees centigrade for a minimum of 25 minutes. That means soiled linen or any other type of linen in warm water, 71 degrees centigrade temperature, 25 minutes is the laundry cycle duration. There are some heat sensitive patients. So their clothing and uniforms must be washed at a temperature of not more than 40 degrees. If warm water is not available, laundry can be washed with water at a temperature of 22 degrees centigrade to 25 degrees centigrade. However, it is recommended that a disinfecting agent such as chlorine, that is bleach, sodium hypochlorite, or hydrogen peroxide be added to the wash cycle. To summarize, if we have warm water, 71 degrees centigrade and 25 minutes. If heat sensitive patients' clothing are there, then not more than 40 degrees centigrade. And if warm water is not available, then laundry can be washed with water at a temperature of 22-25. However, it is recommended that a disinfecting agent should be added. Now, transportation of storage of clean linen. I already spoken about it. Clean linen must be transported from the laundry to the clinical area in a clean and closed linen cart or linen bags. It should not be in open. It should not be kept in open. In the clinical area, linen must be stored on shelves in a clean linen room or in a cupboard with a door that can close. To summarize, it should not be kept in open because it's the matter of patient health. It's the matter of patient care. Everywhere I am talking about patient care. Right from the chapter 1, I am talking about patient care. So, dirty linen must be stored in closed bags. Not only clean linen, dirty linen also must be stored in closed bags in a designated area, which is called as dirty linen room, separate room. Dirty linen room, designated area, closed bags. Clean linen also in designated area, in the cabinets. So, dirty linen must be stored in closed bags in the designated area until it is collected from the clinical area to be taken to the laundry. Handling of dirty linen. Dirty linen must not be shaken unnecessarily to prevent aerosolization of skin scales. Aerosolization of skin scales or other particles that may contain pathogens. Very important. So, dirty linen must not be shaken unnecessarily. Soiled or wet, infectious or infested linen must be placed in leak-proof plastic bags. Leak-proof, underline. And the bags must be closed on the spot. Look, so many important things about dirty linen. So many important points about clean linen are required for the healthy environment in the hospital. For that, you have to train the laundry staff. Laundry staff must receive regular, at least annual ones, education or standard precautions, routine practices, including hand hygiene, PPE, matlab personal protective equipment, exposure to blood and body fluids, Then, safety and decontamination. Important training to safety, safety of the laundry staff. Now, role of nursing department in management of linen. What is management? The nursing department of the hospital needs to ensure that hospital has enough stock of linen. It should not happen that today patient is admitted and there is no bed sheet properly laundered. It is not available. It should not happen. And who is responsible for this? Nursing department. So, management of linen is the responsibility of nursing department. The nursing department of the hospital needs to ensure that hospital has enough stock of linen, including reserve, readily available for all the areas of the hospital, including OT, ICU, everywhere. So, who is responsible? Nursing department. For example, the hospital should have at least 4 sets of linen per bed. For example, the hospital is 100 beds. For every bed, 4 sets of linen per day. Even though 6 sets are preferable. I have seen some hospitals are having 4 sets. Some hospitals even have 6 sets. How sets? The responsibility of the maintenance of inventory of all the linen items is entirely of the nursing department. They need to maintain the linen stock register for available linen in the central store as well as with the laundry in charge of the hospital. That means stores, laundry, all together, 6 sets or minimum 4 sets. Role of the materials manager in management of linen. The damaged, irreparable linen items must be immediately replenished. For example, bed sheet is used, soiled, infectious, infested, and torn or damaged. Who has to replenish it? Purchase manager, materials manager. After getting an authorized purchase intent from the laundry in charge or nursing department, the purchase department is responsible for this activity. The materials manager will see that the color, texture, thickness, size of the linen items required in various departments such as OT, that is operation theater, ICU, will be duly approved by the nursing department. That means purchase department or materials manager will not directly order the bed sheets. It is already approved for color, texture, thickness, size. For example, coat of the surgeon is of a particular color, particular thickness. So that has to be properly approved by the nursing department before purchasing. Once the approved material is purchased as per the authorized purchase intent as is inspected, the inventory of all the linen items will be maintained by nursing department. 6 sets, etc., whatever is told. Maintenance of these linen items, that means laundering, etc., is the joint responsibility of the laundry in charge and nursing department. Look at the joint responsibility. That means they should not point the fingers at each other. It is the joint responsibility of laundry in charge and nursing department. Very important. Thank you.